Money is all around us. It's in our pockets, in our banks, behind our sofa, and flying through the digital airwaves.
Hey, you just got money.
But even though money is everywhere, a lot of people don't like talking about it.
Shh.
It's as if money has become a bad word. Something we all know exists, but something we're left to figure out on our own. We have people to teach us algebra and quadratic equations in school, but who's there to teach us how to fill out our taxes? Or organize our company's finances? Or help us figure out if our business is even making money? The reality is that all businesses, even charities and social enterprises, need to make money to survive and thrive. So, buckle up and listen in, because on today's show, we're going to talk all about money. Hello and welcome to Young Entrepreneur, a podcast where we teach young people just like you the essentials of starting and running your own business. This show is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, a charity focused on promoting entrepreneurship in my home city, Belfast, and beyond. Me? Well, my name is Matthew Thompson. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur, and I'm really excited to have you here for episode number 7, where we're talking all about money. Really hope that you enjoy. Okay, so now that you've gone out and sold your products, it's a pretty good time to take a step back and take a look at the numbers. Most young enterprise teams find themselves falling into three main categories after going out to sell in markets and trade fairs. The first team, we'll call them the sellouts. The teams who showed up and sold out really quickly, maybe even in the first hour, and are feeling really proud about it. The second type of team are the folks who didn't really sell anything, or at least very little off it, and were actually really disappointed as a result. The third, well, they're kind of unusual, because these teams, they sold a lot. But when they actually sat down and ran the numbers, they realized that they didn't make any money. Or worse, they actually lost some. In all three examples, there are some really important lessons to learn. I'll use the example of my young enterprise business, a t-shirt company that we call Quirk Tees, to show you how we fell into all three categories at different stages in our journey. Okay, so team number one. Even though it can look like a landslide victory, selling out too early is actually bad economics. Very often it can mean that your team didn't bring enough stock with you and that you missed new business as a result. Or really simply, that you priced your products just way too cheaply. I remember we were really proud of selling out our small sizes at one trade fair in Banbridge, but on reflection, we really realized that we actually had to turn down 13 potential customers because we didn't have the stock to serve them. This showed us which were our most popular sizes, very simply, which ones we needed to bring more of for next time. The second team, the one who sold very little and was probably really gutted and frustrated that all the hard work didn't pay off, they actually have a great opportunity to learn and improve for next time too. So if this is you, maybe you need to think about how you can make your product even better or improve how you actually talk about it. It's also important to realize that your tribe, your ideal customers, may not have actually been where you were trying to sell. For example, if your target market is people who go surfing every weekend, the chances are you're not going to find them in a shopping center doing some early morning browsing. If this is the case, you may want to consider creating a small product to sell at these trade fairs that can help bring in some cash into your business that you can help fund your main venture with. So our t-shirts, they had a lot of personality to them. They played on kind of popular movies and TV shows. So when we went to the markets, where it was primarily filled with senior citizens and mothers of small kids, we actually didn't do so well. We had to get creative about how we could reach our young target market, so we actually ended up selling to the other young enterprise teams who were there and making some bracelets to sell as gifts for the mums and grannies' family members. Now, for the third team, the team who sold well but didn't actually make any money. For those of us new to business, this can seem like a real mystery. I remember saying, I have £200 in my hand, but you're telling me that we actually lost money? How can that actually happen? But it's quite easy done. A hard lesson we learned is that turnover, the amount of money you bring in, does not equal profit. Our main goal when we started was just to sell as many t-shirts as possible. We priced way too low at £5 a pop and we're making pennies as a result. Even though we spent hours and hours of our time making them, putting them together and perfecting our pitch and how to sell them. One day we decided to put the price up to £15 just to experiment. Sure, we sold 50% less, but our profits shot up dramatically. You see, small financial changes and a bit of strategy can make all the difference to your business. I caught up with local entrepreneur Gavin Wall to help us figure out some of the best practices when it comes to money that will help keep us on track and hopefully spark some new ideas of our own. Check it out. Gavin, really simply, just tell us who you are and what do you do?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, my name's an easy one. I'm Gavin Wall. In terms of what I do, essentially I'm an entrepreneur and I'm involved in multiple different industries and different businesses. My main business is the Wall Group, which is a collection of spa and subway stores, but I'm also involved in a number of tech startups and I have a sort of a mentoring business as well. So plenty going on.
Yeah, incredible. You've got a lot of kind of a wide range of business experience, tech space, retail, subway sandwiches, and there's a lot of economics that you have to deal with day to day. Do you want to just in general talk about how important money is for any business?
And money is the lifeblood of any business, not just because your job is to be profitable, but cash flow is actually, it's not the profitability that actually kills most businesses, it's actually the cash flow that kills most businesses, because they don't even get to work out whether they're profitable. They just run out of cash.
What do you mean by cash flow?
So if you are selling products, right, so somebody, they say they open a shop to sell crisp sandwich shop or something like that, you know, or Baps and a, you know, crisp and a Bap. You have to pay for your electricity, for your staff, for your rates, for opening your shop, for your fit out, all of those sorts of things. So probably 50%, I think it's 50% of businesses go down in the first 12 months.
Wow.
Because they just run out of cash flow. They never find out if they're a potentially profitable business. They just run out of cash.
Yeah.
They can't afford to pay staff. They can't afford to pay the rates, electricity, the internet, all of those sort of things. So cash and money is the lifeblood of every single business.
Incredible. So you were at the big market, weren't you?
Yes, I was at the big
market. How did you enjoy it? What did you see? Tell us how you...
The big market is absolutely amazing. You know, I'm fortunate enough, that was my second time down. So I was judging last year and I was judging this year. I got the easier straw this year, so the previous year it was tough going around. Like, there's a lot of work and you want to make the right decisions because this can change people's lives and their perceptions of how successful they can be. So myself and Barry Phillips have been the year before and we really ruminated in a few arguments and a few arm wrestles about who was the plus side, a couple of North Belfast ones.
So maybe
I was maybe a wee bit biased. So it was there again this year. And to see young entrepreneurs, I know yourself, you were involved in Yenny some years back as a person from school coming through, to see coming up with ideas, coming up, trying to sell stuff. You know, that's the core of virtually every entrepreneur is selling some, I don't know if I can say, I was going to say a bad word there, but selling some stuff, you know, and will people buy it?
Yeah.
Will people buy it at what price will people buy it at? Because I think that's also something that comes out is, yeah, we can sell a whole lot of stuff here, but are we making a profit?
Absolutely. And that leads on nicely because there's three main questions I'd like to ask you today. Thank you for your time, by the way. And
no,
they're all about kind of three different types of teams that are at the big market. So the first team are the people, we'll call them the sellouts, not in a negative connotation sort of way, but they're the teams who showed up and they sold out really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're probably feeling pretty proud about that, but what financial advice would you give a company like that?
Well, you have to have a margin of profit in there. So the trick is to work out not just what it cost to make the product, but you have to factor in your time, how much effort. Now, maybe you don't for that, but if they're going on to the next stage of their business careers, often, you know what, if you asked me, half the businesses in the country are probably people running a business where they would get paid more for working for somebody else. because they're not valuing their own time. And it's something we've actually discussed on other occasions. You know, you have to value your own time. If you don't, you're just a rat in the wheel. And I'm sorry to be that blunt about it and mercenary about it. But so factor in your own time, factor in how much the product cost, and then maybe market test. There's nothing wrong with saying, can I sell it at this? If you have to jig it down a little bit, fair enough. So there's a thrill from selling out. And I suppose if it's your first experience of selling stuff, you want to sell out.
Yeah.
But it may be that people who sold half of their products, they may have been more profitable and they can have another go on another occasion.
So yeah.
Factor in all of those costs before you work out what your actual selling price is.
Interesting. So the second question and the second team are the people who, quite frankly, they didn't really sell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they were maybe sitting there, or they were standing, they were out, maybe they were hustling, trying to get sales, but it just wasn't really happening. From a financial perspective, do you think that there are any key things that maybe they would have been doing wrong that didn't happen? Because obviously there's a lot of things, they're maybe developing their sales skills, or maybe their branding wasn't on point or whatever, but from a financial perspective?
Look, from a financial, well, it's all of those skills come together, and I had one particular, so I did go to a number of the stalls, and it's just interesting for me to see the pitching that goes on, and I give some constructive feedback to a couple of them who maybe thought they had a real technical product that they were selling, and they were really selling it on the technical stuff, and I said, you know what, your product looks really good. You're selling me all. I'm not interested whether it was laser printed or not. That was a good intro to get me interested in it. And then you say, look, this is a great Christmas decoration. That was one particular. I give feedback and have a bit of warmth about it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the finances, and in terms of, that's just a price. If it's not down to the skill of the salesperson, if you are putting a lot of effort and you're going around and trying to sell to lots of people, then you really have to look at your pricing structure. Maybe they just priced too highly. And to be able to react to that. Now, we've all seen it on The Apprentice over the years. What happens is they agree a price very early on. The price is normally too high. That's where the first issue starts with. Maybe go too high, don't sell enough, and then they go whoomp, and they drop it too low, and they're probably dropping it below the cost price by the time they get to the end of it. If you've tested the market a little bit, or you've looked at what other competitors are selling it out there at, you should be able to find out what the price is.
Interesting. So, this is the third question. This was the final question. And my experience with Young Enterprise was I was selling t-shirts, me and my team, and we were maybe selling them at the start for like £3 because it cost us maybe £2.75 to make or something. And then we went out and we sold all these t-shirts and we came back and we realized, oh my goodness, I don't think we've made any money. In fact, we may have actually lost some at some of these trade fairs. So what about the people who now they've gone back, if they've done their job properly, they've gone through their books, they've looked at their stock levels to see how much cash is in hand after the event, and they realize that there's not much money left over.
Mm-hmm.
How would you advise them?
Do you know what? That's the story of lots of businesses up and down the country. That's not particular just to a Young Enterprise. That is a good lesson about what business is all about. Because do you know what? This is a real zeitgeist at the minute. The last few years is entrepreneurship is everything. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but it's bloody tough, right? And it's probably no bad thing. I don't want anybody to be crushed or anything like that when they're young and they're just, it's probably no bad thing to find that out. 30% of businesses do not even get their doors open. So that they are people who have invested in shop fronts, etc. They run out of cash before they even get their doors open. 30%. Don't even open their doors. Probably their life savings, their granny's inheritance that they've asked for in advance before the granny's maybe passed. You know, that type of thing.
They don't even
get the doors open. So that's why Young Enterprise and Big Market and stuff that they're doing is so important, because it gives people a wee taste.
Yeah.
You'll find the ones who take that as, do you know what, I'm going to do better next year. I've learned something from that. And business is all about reflecting back, how did that go for me? What did I get right? What did I get wrong? If anybody's connected with me on LinkedIn or anything, I talk about failure all the time. And a business this year, Yogi Berra, and I put a lot of passion and really put my name to it. We lost almost £600,000 over a 3-year period on it. So I reflect, what are my learnings? What did I get right? What did I get wrong? What would I do differently the next time? So for young entrepreneurs at Yenny, at the Big Market, I think that's a brilliant learning curve. And there should be the right level of support, because they are young people. And maybe when you're younger, You haven't realized that failure is part of it, because the school system doesn't really teach us that. I'm getting into wider issues here, but the school system doesn't teach us that failure is actually part of the process to grow. I don't think it does. So having the right level of support and the mentors that there are through Yenny and the great people that work in it is essential then to say, do you know what? That's a great learning curve. It's good to do that now.
Yeah, yeah.
Under our umbrella, and maybe find these things out in 2 or 3 years' time.
Yeah. So just a wee follow up on that. You said you manage a lot of spar shops. So if I think about all the amount of products in a spar, like that's a massive, massive amount of stock to be keeping tabs on. Never mind if you're making profit on the item and all the things like that. So what advice would you give to the younger folks who have some stock, they don't have a crazy amount, but just to actually keep track of it and, you know, manage their money in that way?
Okay. I'll let you into a wee bit of a truth here. I'm more entrepreneurial than I am managerial. Okay. So, and maybe I do a lot of stuff through force of personality and getting people on my journey and inspiring, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But you cannot manage a business long term, particularly when you have a lot of stock, et cetera. So you have to have bulletproof processes in place. Okay, I have learned this over time. So I have people in the business now who are stronger managers and better at managing a process than I am. So you do your stock. So we do stock takes quarterly. Every quarter you count your stock. You have a process for the high value items. What are the sales of them? Tick that off. Have we now reduced the stock by the same amount that it says on the till? Those sorts of processes are really, really important to successfully run a business. Because unfortunately, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble about the world out there, but people can take advantage if you don't have that. It could be your own staff, delivery people, customers, etc. You can lose stock, and that can be a killer of a business as well. So you really have to be on the money, as it were, in relation to that.
On the money. Love it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Pleasure.
Unbelievable. So, even if you've made mistakes with your money so far, it's not the end of the world. There's still plenty of time to make a comeback and push your business to the next level. Reflecting and checking over the finances regularly is an important way to make sure your company is staying on track, and a great way to make some really informed decisions about how to make it even better. So, don't forget, cash is king, sometimes less is more, and whatever you do, do not run out of money. Because money makes the world go round. And it's also that thing that keeps you and your team in business and the ability to keep on making the difference that you want to make. Young Entrepreneur is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland right here in Belfast. Big thanks to Young Enterprise volunteer Gavin Wall for the time and insights he shared for today's episode. To submit a question or a short story to the show, please download the Anchor app and send us a message, or you can also shoot an email to podcasts@yenny.co.uk. Let us know where you're from, and we'd love to feature you in an upcoming episode. Next time, we'll be chatting all about how to perfect your elevator pitch and why it's so important. Looking forward to it, and until then, all the best.